Today's daf is Nazir Daf Zayin. Nazir Daf Zayin, we left off at the Mishnah, right at the top of the page, on Zayin Amun Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Amar Hareini Nazir Achas Kedela, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana. What if the fellow declared, I'm a Nazir for one Gedela, a large one, or a small one, presumably he's talking about a large term of Naziris, or a short term of Naziris. We'll speak more about that in the Rishonim in a second. Afilu Mekambat Sefelim, or his lashon was, I'm a Nazir from here till the end of the world. How long is a Naziris? Nazir Shleishim Yayim. So this is really the follow-up to what we had back on Daf Hey Amun Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yayim. Stam Naziris is 30 days. And now we're saying, even if he says, I'm a Nazir, one big one, one small one, from here to the end of the world, all these we're saying are, he didn't specify amount of time. We say, you know what the amount of time is? It's the amount of time of Shleishim Yayim. It's again into that Stam Naziris, Shleishim Yayim category. Now, the Rishonim discuss, Tosfos, Meiri, they argue, what exactly are we, how are we interpreting his words? What did he mean to say, at least? How are we to understand? Did he mean to say 30 in both cases? When he says Gedela and Ketana both meant 30 days? Or did he mean something else and we're just going to tight it up to mean that we're going to say the Neder and the Zerus is for 30 days? So the Tosfos understands that in both places, he's just declaring a Zerus. And essentially, and this is going to fit very well with the Gemara's interpretation of Mikan Vatsay Fa'ilu, from here to the end of the world, which sounds very long. In all the places, what he's simply saying is, he's giving a description of how difficult or not difficult the Naziris is going to be for him. So he's saying, I'm a Nazir, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yayim, that we already established. And when he says, Achas Kedela, or he says, Achas Ketana, or he says, Mekana Sefailam, those are mere descriptions as to the difficulty. I'm already jumping ahead to the Gemara on Mekana Sefailam. Let's just focus on Achas Kedela, Achas Ketana, that it simply means, Achas Ketana means, for me it's easy. I'm a Nazir, 30 days. He didn't say 30 days, but that's what it means, 30 days. And he's describing how easy it is for him to refrain, to abstain from wine, a haircutting, tumma for 30 days. It's achas ketana. Or, when he says achas kedela, it's the same 30, it's same declaration of stam naziris. And he's just saying, for me, it's very difficult 30 days without wine, without tumma's mace, without haircutting. Okay, but that's what Tosfos understands. The gedela ketana has nothing to do with the duration of the neder. That's not what, of the naziris. That's not what he's saying. He's simply talking about the difficulty level or lack thereof in his Naziris. That is how Tosfos understands Gedela Ketana. Meiri argues. And Meiri says, and again, everyone agrees with the Mishnah says, it is a Naziris of 30 days. But the question is, how are we getting there? How are we interpreting what he meant to say? Meiri says, when he says Achas Ketana, he meant to make a short Naziris. Shorter than 30 days. He meant to make a 1, 2, 3, whatever many days it is, but a short-term Naziris. But we know the halacha is, if a person pledges Naziris even for one day, he's a Nazir 30 days. The minimum Naziris is 30 days. So the Naziris is Chal, and it's Chal for 30 days. So that's what Achas Ketana means. Achas Ketana means he wanted it to be less than 30 days, but it just doesn't work. And therefore, it's automatically 30 days. That's how Meiri learns. Whereas, when he says Achas Gedela, so that could be means stam shleishim, a regular term of 30 days. And again, the Gemara is going to get into exactly what does it mean, but kan vatsayf eilam, we'll leave that for the Gemara. But it's a fundamental machlekes taisos and Meiri, what does the guy mean? Everyone's agreeing how we're interpreting it. We're interpreting achas ketana v'achas kedela, that it's a naziris of 30 days, but what did he mean? Tosfos learns he meant to just give a description of whether it's difficult or not. Ketana means easy, kedela means difficult. Meiri learns he meant to give a description of the length of term, but we don't listen to him about ketana, and we make it 30 days. When he says Gedela, we say, okay, Gedela is, that'll satisfy, that'll be 30 days anyway. Okay, what's nafkamina? Bottom line is, like we pointed out already a couple times, the Mishnah says these three cases, and says the halacha is, it's a Naziris of 30 days. So who cares if what he meant was like Tosfos, what he meant was like the Meiri, my nafkamina, these are his words, and this is the outcome. So before I get to the answer, there's going to be a couple of nafkaminas. Before we get there, this is actually a very big insight that Rabbi Kanner has pointed out a few times already in this Masechta, and already comes up in a Darm, that once we start kriching into the exact verbiage of what a person means when he says those words, not chas v'shalom that these Mishnayos are not negeya l'maisa, because of course, it's negeya l'maisa, the dinim we're learning out can have big effects, but the usage of words, first of all, the language is different. The terminology, the sprach, the way we speak, so the fact that they used a certain term back then, it's going to come up more in the next couple of blah, today's daf, tomorrow's daf, different terms that a person would use to describe Naziris, it could be so far flung from what we would say today, it could be would have no real halachic bearing onto, if one would use the same exact list from then onto today, unless you say he's Talmud Chacham and he knows the daf and he knows exactly what the Gemara says. Okay, but let's leave it aside for now. What's nafkamina between Tosfos and the Meiri, whether or not he means big and small means hard or difficult, or big and small means length of term? So, two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, the Biur HaDaf, the Mishmar HaLevi, They both bring, Mir Daf is in the Masifta Gemara, in the back. They both bring for the Michas Chinuch a very interesting discussion. Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samaches discusses that a Nazir, besides for being a Nazir, right? There was a separate pasuk about being a Nazir in the Torah, and the Isser of the Nazir to have from the grapes, from the wine, from the vineyard, right? And the Isser of coming to the Mason, the Isser of coming to the air. So besides for that Isser, there's the general Isser of Nadarim. A person makes a Neder, there's the Isser of Bayachal Devarei. He shouldn't profane his words. He shouldn't go against his pledge. It's two separate issues. It says the Michas Chinuch, when a person's over Naziris, he actually gets a double whammy. He gets whatever lav there is for being over Naziris within the parasha of Nazir, and then he gets the Bal Yachal Devari, the Isser of deconsecrating, of profaning his word. That is a yisaid from the Michas Chinuch. Fine. Says the Michas Chinuch now, very interesting chiddush. The halacha is a person pledges Naziris if he says, I'm a Nazir for 2 weeks. We've already established this back from Daf Hey already, that when you say Stam Nazir Shleish Yom, that means the minimum share is 30 days. You cannot have Nazir of 2 weeks. When a person pledges Nazir of 2 weeks, he's got to keep Nazir of 30 days. That's the minimum. He has to keep 30 days. But he only pledged 2 weeks. Says the Michas Chinuch, he debates. So if a fellow makes Nazir for 2 weeks, it's going to be an Isser for him for 30 days. If he goes on day 15, after his 2 weeks are done, he's still mobile to zeros because he has to keep 30 days. But after his verbal pledge, he only pledged 2 weeks. If he goes and he's over in those last, quote, two weeks and change of his 30 days, could be he's only over on the zeros, but he's not over on Bayachad Devari, Lam de Shavart. He's not Bayachad Devari because his words were only 2 weeks. Ah, we say when he says 2 weeks, it works for 30 days. He's not keeping 30 days. That's his obligation. But on his words, Bayachad Devari, don't profane his words. He's not profaning his words because he only pledged 2 weeks. That is a Chiddush Eisayid of the Michas Chinuch. That's where he's debating. He doesn't say for sure. He's debating it. He says perhaps. So says the Bura Daf, says Mishmar Levi, Givaldig. That could be a chil between the Meiri and Taisvis. Meiri is saying when a guy says Achas Ketana, he means a shorter term. He wants to make a shorter term. Halacha is going to be, like our Mishnah says, everyone agrees, 30 days. But he wanted a shorter term. Maybe that lav of Bayacha Devarai wouldn't apply according to Meiri's mouth. According to Taisvis, when he just says the word Ketana, he doesn't mean a shorter term. He means it's an easy Zeros for me, but he means the full term of 30 days, by Yachal Devar would still apply equally. So this din of the Michas Chinuch could be the chiluk between Taisis and Iri. That's nafgu number one. Nafgu number two says the Birchas Arash. He wants to say, let's say a person pledged both. Let's say a guy says, I'm a Nazir Gedayla Uktana. He said both those words. So according to the Iri, that Nazir Gedayla Uktana means, Uktana means short term. Gedayla means a longer term. So you know what you could say that he meant to say, I want to be both Ketana and Gedayla. So you have to add to the regular term of 30 at least 1 day. Minimum addition is 1 day. So you have 31 day Naziris, and then I'll satisfy 31 day Naziris would satisfy that pledge where he put together both the word Ketana and Gedayla. But according to Taisvis, Ketana means it's easy for me. Gedayla means it's difficult for me. It can't be the same Naziris. If he's saying one Naziris, he can't be saying that I'm a Naziris and it's easy for me, and I'm a Naziris, it's hard for me. It doesn't make sense. Is it easier or is it hard? So it must be he's pledging two separate Naziris. Why is calling one hard and one easy? And one easy, kash v'maisa. But the bottom line is, he's pledging two different Naziris, says Berchas Rosh, that's not for me now. If a guy says both Ketana and Gedayla, according to Taisvis, he'd have to keep two sets of Naziris, whereas two sets of 30 days, whereas according to Meiri, one set of 31 days would be enough. Okay, Kishmak and Afkminas. Fine. Now, just getting back to Michas Chinuch, one side point, the Stipler disagrees with the premise of the Chinuch. The Chinuch is saying, you said that Bayachad Devarei would only be on the words that he pledged. And he pledged only 2 weeks, even though he's got to keep it 30 days because that's the din of Naziris, he wouldn't have a Bayachad Devarei, perhaps. The Stipler says, it doesn't work that way. Bechlau, the Parsha of Naziris doesn't work that way. A person pledges Naziris, and then once he pledges Naziris, it's like he enters this new realm of Nazir, and new din Nazir achal on him now. And the Bayachad Devarei is also for not keeping this category of Nazir that achal on him. So once that's the way Bayachad Devarei works, it's kind of entering a new zone called Nazir. So then Mali, if his words were 2 weeks or if his words were 30 days, once he enters that zone, any desecration of that new zone that he's in of 30 days is going to be an Isser of Bayachad Devarei as well. Saipalachar would not necessarily agree to that. You say that Shaila in the Michas Chinuch. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Beginning of the Gemara, I should say. Amai. On that last case, Mekam Bat Seifelim, he said, I'm a Nazir, Mekam Bat Seifelim. We say, oh, let's keep it 30 days. Mekam Bat Seifelim means he's seemingly connoting a long time. Why are we only saying 30 days? Amai, HaMekam Seifelim Kamar, he said, Mekam until the end of the world. Sounds like at least till the end of his life. Says, Gemara Hach Kamar, Arich Lihada Milsa Keman The Gemara says, and Tesva explains this, beautiful, that Ketana meant easy. Gedela means hard. So if it's just giving descriptive, he meant, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, and it's hard for me, like the distance from here to the end of the world. That's a difficult, it's just very difficult, but not that he was extending the length of the time of this Naziris. That's how Tesva learns. Tesva actually points out, if you jump into Tesva during Masa Mamai, Tesva says, Pirish, the Gemara's question is, La'ilam yishbi nazir forever, u'mishani hachamar, harini kolemar, arich li yamil, it's difficult for me, as if it would be nazir, as if it would be to the end of the world. Now Tais explains, La'ilam cha nazir's kabbalah, he kept accepting himself one nazir, not multiple nazirs till the end of time. I'm reading Tais inside, because if he really wanted to mean that I should be have a din of Naziris on me, and whether that means subsequent Naziris, one after the next 30-day intervals, or whether it means one long Naziris, that's going to be a big discussion coming up throughout this Gemara and the Rishonim. But either way, if he means really for a long time till the end of the world, well, guess what? We have Gemaras elsewhere that give us a fixed amount of time it takes to traverse. We had it not so long ago. Psachim, how long it takes to traverse when Nebuchadnezzar threatened to come fight him in his craziest mind. He thought he could go fight against Akash Baruch Hu, and the Malach called out and laughed at him. You think you can fight Akash Baruch Hu? You can't even live the distance it takes the time. Now, these days we have rockets to get to Shemayim. But the point is, back then, even if you had to traverse and walk to try to get there, the amount of time it takes to get through each Rakiah is 500 years. Remember the Gemara we went through Cheshbon? The seven Rakiahs, each one's 500 years. The world itself is 500 years. There's so many hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years till you can get to Akash Baruch Hu. You're not going to live that long. And you think you could wage war. Anyway. But says Taisus, if he meant really that amount of time till the end of the world, knew we have a shear. He should have just said, I'm a Nazir 500 years. Say that. He didn't say that. The fact that he didn't say that means he's just describing how difficult it is and not the true amount of years. Let's read it inside. Says Taisus, Ratzalaymer Mekam Bat Seif Ailam, if he really meant that, Hayalil Haskir Minyan Seif Ailam Diye Dehu Shapir. Everybody knows. Taisus assumes that we all know that Gemara. The Ailam Yesh Bei Chamesh Meas Malach, the world has 500 years of length. He should have said Chamesh Meas Shanim Ulefikach, because he didn't say that. In the Kula came near it. Taisus says, therefore, it makes sense to go to Kula. Taisus of the Shakatai is the question was, isn't it clear he's Mashma very long as he was still the end of his life? Why are we saying Mekan Vatsef Ailam is only 30 days? And the answer is because if he really meant to give a time frame, he would have said 500 years, because that's how long it is across the world. It must be what's he saying, how difficult it is. And really, it's still 30 days. That's the Taisus of the Shakatai. The Meiri understands that the Gemara's answer is based on the general concept, it's coming from Gemara tomorrow's stuff as well. The concept we have in Mishnah and Taurus, really, of Suffolk Naziris Lahakel. Big aside. Suffolk Naziris, a Suffolk by Nazir goes Lahakel. And we're not sure what he means. And the Gemara is saying, you're right, he could mean Taka Atzei Feilim, but he calls him not. And if we go Lakula, else Suffolk Naziris Lahakel. That is how the Meiri explains it. Fine. But the first you ask an interesting question. And I'm sure that I'm going to jump all over the answer. The Farshim asked that maybe, yeah, to traverse the whole world from end to end is 500 years, but maybe he lives close to one of the ends of the world. And for him, let's just make up a number. It would be a 3-year travel to get to the end of the world from where he is. And maybe he's pledging to Zerus for 3 years. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe he's pledging for 3 years as they affect some of the Farshim on this idea. What's the obvious answer? The world's not flat. The world is round. Azoy, and for the Tesis Nazir says that we know, Chazal knew this well before, I believe, well before, there are not, it's not literal over, it's not so clear that all the Rishayim, everyone was fully knowledgeable about the world being round, but it seems like they had the knowledge even before it was commonly known to the society at large. So the world is ugly. The world's ugly like a kador. It's round. If the world's round, there's no such thing as being close to the end, because you have to basically go round to round. You have to go to full circle to traverse the world. So it's always going to be 500 years. Always going to be 500 years. And therefore that's going to be a question. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanan. The Gemara is asking a question on this. We're saying that Arich only means when he says Mekam Asefela means, it's difficult for me like traveling, traversing the whole world. But not that that's the length of time. Tanabu, we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's Daf on Daf Ches. We're going to quote a few of the Mishnahs for tomorrow's Daf. A few of the Dinim we're going to quote in today's Daf, actually. So we'll just be a Chazar tomorrow. Harini Nazir Mikan Amma complaining. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from here till this such place. This is the second case in the Mishnah tomorrow. Aimdim Kama Yamim Mikan Vadma complaining. You evaluate how long does it take from here and to that place. So let's say, I'm a Nazir. Let's just give it a little flavor to our case. He says, I'm a Nazir from here till I get up to Muskoka. So you aimed, again, 4 days of cars, you aimed how long it takes for him to get to that place. And we say as follows, if it takes less than 30 days, then he does the minimum share of Naziris, namely, Nazir Shlosh Yomim, it's Nazir for 30 days. V'im lav, but if it takes more than 30 days, then he's Nazir Kaminyan Hayamim. Then we say it's Nazir like the amount of days that it takes. Let's say it takes 45 days to get there up to Mizgoka by foot. So now he's going to be Nazir, or by horse, he's going to be Nazir for 45 days. Now here's the question. I understand that less than 30 days is no such thing, and therefore it's a minimum 30. Why are you saying it's 45 days? Why don't you touch it as well? Just like when he says, Mekan Vatsefa Elam, we say it doesn't mean from here to the end of the world, 500 years. He really just means it's difficult for me. 30 days is difficult like that. Here too, say it means it's difficult. Name Hachrami, Arichli Hamilsa, is difficult for me. As if it's the distance from here to that place, but not that he means to have the Nazir to actually take that long. Say the same thing we're saying in our Mishnah, say in the Mishnah on Daf Ches. Amar Rava Shehichzik Bederech. Rava Shehichzik Shmak Teretz. Because the case of the Mishnah of Ches is where he actually was traveling on the road. In that case, he means literal. The fact that he's traveling, he's traversing on that road, would indicate he's literal. Taisus adds a little flavor. Taisus adds a little flavor. The truth is, let's first go before Taisus. Let's just speak out the Mahalach of the Mefarish. The Mefarish says that the fact that he's taka traveling shows he means literally, and therefore we measure the amount of time, and it's 45 days, that's as long as Nazir says. If it's 100 days, it's 100 days, because it makes sense that if he's traveling on the road while he says this, he really means it literally. That's the Mefarish. Taisus adds, he lays to another little point. Taisus, the bottom Taisus sticks in, we'll just scroll down to the bottom Taisus. Umeshani, three full lines of the bottom Taisus, last, the bottom Taisus on the page. Taisus of Masal Mekan. Umeshani, kishahichsu bederach the kibalov, to mistamim ne einse aderach kibalov, Nazirus, li nutsal masakaras derach. He's doing it as a protective measure. We spoke out one of the milas of making one of the cases where it's a good thing, laudable to make a Nazirus. We said in general, it's dangerous, slippery, dangerous thing to traffic in. But if he's doing it for Shasara, a Sara, for a Kapara, for an Avera, or that person that was tempted by his Chait, tempted by the Yetzirah, then those are all good reasons. Here we have, it's a Sakani, he's traveling on the road, and he wants the protection, so he wants to kind of make a pledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a protection, so that he serve as a merit to be a protection. Hashem should protect him on his travels. So that's why it makes sense that he literally means it for his travel. So Kashikh Bederek over here, according to Taisus, the Mefarish says means he's traveling. If he's traveling, we assume he means the length of his travel. So he says more. He's doing it to be protected during his travel. And therefore, we say he means literally the amount of time it takes for a person to travel from Adam Muskoka. Let's just say we make up a number, 45 days. That's what he means literally. And not just that it says difficult, because over here, that he's traveling, he really wants that protection. That is how Taisus learns. Many parents ask, 1 second. It should come out then that the amount of time he should be a Nazir is till he gets to that place. Why are you telling me that he makes a Naziris, a pledge, from here till the amount of time it takes to get that place? And you're just going to estimate the normal travel time is 45 days, and that'll be a Naziris, whether it takes him 55 days, or whether it takes him 35 days, because he has Kfitz Zerach, it's still going to be he's a Nazir 45 days, because that's the standard amount, and that's what he pledged. So to my parents, no, you shouldn't say that. If he's doing it, like Taisa says, to be protected as a Shmira on the way, it would make sense that the Naziris should be, in effect, calls money, he's the Shmira. And as long as he's traveling, he's a Nazir. So if he gets there early, it's over. And if he gets there later, it's longer. As I affect the parents, why would it be a fixed amount of time? It sounds very clearly more. We estimate the amount of time, and that's the fixed amount of time for the Naziris. Answer, Ben parents, beautiful, that because if he really meant as a protection, he should have said that. He should have said, I'm a Nazir as long as I am traveling. Not, his words were, I'm a Nazir, the distance it takes to get from here, from Toronto to Muskoka. Why did he say that? He could just say, I'm a Nazir till I get to that place. He could have said it more clear. The fact that he picked those words shows that he wants it to be bound to the time it normally takes the average person, and whether he makes extra stops or less stops shouldn't affect his length of his ears. His length of his ears is still going to be totally in the normal amount of travel, as I learned by Beta Parrots, beautiful uptight. Again, it's going with Tais Malach, but elaborating further. Now, just a side point relates to this idea of pledging for protection. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Kuf Samach Beis brings that if a person pledges, if I don't get there to Shrol, if I don't get to Shalayim, I have to fast. The luck is, he doesn't have to fast, even if it doesn't make the Shlaim, because we view it as a kind of he's doing it as a zeros. He's doing it to kind of inspire himself, to make sure, give himself an incentive to get there, but he didn't really mean it seriously. The lesson is like an asmachta. It's just a remez, doesn't really mean it seriously, and you don't have to fast. However, says Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Bishayim, those that say that, if he says, I'm a Nazir, or I'm not a Nazir, I have to fast, if I don't do this mitzvah, right, or if I want to be saved from a tzara, and he says, I'm going to fast to be saved from the tzara, then we say the shvua slash neder is going to be in effect. Then we say it means a gummer, and it will taka be in effect. So the Taj just asks that the halacha is beautiful. Why is the Shulchan Aruch writing it, Beteres Yesh Mishaimer. That last din, that when he does it for a mitzvah or for a shemir for Matzara, is already a pasuk chumash. Yaakov Avinu says, "Mi Hashem Imadi." Right? Yaakov says, "Nosad Lechem Lechel Begelubai Shrekad Kolshet Titanli." Yeah, Aser Tasren Asrenelach. Right? Over there, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but the point is, Yaakov made a neder, and the pasuk of Yider Yaakov Neder Lamer. Very clear. It was a neder. He made a neder with such an idea of having protection on his road, on the travel that he was doing, having protection. Seems like it's clear that such a neder would be a real neder. It's already brought down in the Torah, and therefore, as the Tazos, he's just bothered. What's the Lashon Yesh Misha Aimrim? As if some say, who argues the Chorah? Everyone should agree to that. Okay. For Lahave, Kol Parso Parso. So there's different ways to understand these Gemaras, even though as we were till now. We're going to take this Malach like Tosfos got, the way Tosfos explained the Kasha. Lahave, Kol Parso Parso, what the Gemara is asking is, let every Parso, yeah, Mekanat Seif Ailam, means we have to the world, we said it doesn't mean it means just it's difficult like that. But maybe Taka means, measure not the amount of years to the end of the world, 500 years, but maybe he means to measure, let's just say it's a certain amount of parses, and each parse, the way Tosfos explains, is representing another Naziris. So he means to take successively, every Nazir is 30 days, so let's just say it's 500 parses, I make up numbers, traverse the world, 500 Naziris, which would essentially mean 500 months, 500 Naziris of 30 days. If you do the math on that, it's roughly 480 months, of course. 480 months is 12 months in a year, it would be 40 years, right? So 480 months is 40 years, plus another 20 months would be another, a little more than a year and a half. So it'd be basically 42 years. Maybe that's what it means, as an example. Maybe it means that amount of parsois. Says Gemara, Lavi kol parsa parsa, Amar Papa, Ba'asu to lemani parsa. We're talking about the Mishnah, talking about case, that's like Akamai Skinan, we're talking about place, but they don't refer, they don't use distances of a parsa. And therefore, that can't be what he referred to. Gemara says, still, there's another distance, we say. Ve'lema, kol anva, va'anva, let us say means, every single anva, anva really means the malon, like a place to dwell at night. Maybe that's what he's referring to, and that each word represents a separate Naziris. It's a question exactly in the Rishonim. This again is discussed in the Rishonim. Doesn't mean every hotel they have to stay by, or that theoretically he would stay by, that would be, if he's traveling the world, that would be another represent another Naziris, or does he mean every day? Anva is just a way of saying every day. Because every night he needs to lodge somewhere. So every day maybe means the amount of days it takes. That's how many Naziris he's planning to take. Maybe it means splitting up the days and say it means successive Naziris, not one big Naziris for the rest of his life, but successive amounts of Naziris, 30-day Nazirises, that amount of days. Maybe that's what it means. The benefit, of course, is, and if 30 days, he can cut his hair, he can go through the regular process of I mean, yes, be carbonus, but he can go through the process of burning himself, cutting his hair. It's not one long Naziris forever that he can't cut his hair. Just to be clear, if he has one Naziris till forever, that's different than even, it's worse than even Nazar Machlekes. But the Rishonim say, perhaps that's even different, worse than Nazar Elam. Nazar Elam, we already said, could also, every 12 months at least, according to some Shittas, every week, according to some Shittas, at least for a king, every 30 days. But for, according to Rebbe, every once a year can shave his head, can, or at least lighten up the load on his head. We'll speak more about that actually tomorrow. Tomorrow's stuff will be more elaborate on exactly what he's doing. But point is that this would be perhaps even more chumer, because this would be just like a Naziris for 60 days. If one pledges one Naziris for 60 days, he can't cut his hair in the middle. So if he pledges one Naziris of 5,000 days, or 50,000 days, or 500 years, it's one long Naziris, he wouldn't be able to cut his hair in the middle. Ironically enough, Nazir Eilam has that leniency, but the Nazir for 500 years, which obviously is going to outlast him, will have that leniency. So the Gemara is asking now, the way we're asking maybe it means successive Naziris terms of 30 days each, one after the other. Says the Gemara, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Milei Tanan, Harein, this is again Mishnah tomorrow's daf. This is actually the beginning of the Mishnah on daf. Chesam Alav, right on top of the page. Harein Nazir, Ka'afa Aretz. If he says, I'm a Nazir, then more over there brings a slight, the Mishnah on Chesam Alav brings a slight different order, but same thing cases. I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head, like the sand of the sea, or like the dust of the earth. That's obviously things that are so enumerate you can't count. He's a Nazir forever. And again, we teach, like we just said, we don't teach that to mean Nazir Elam literally. That's how the basic Mefarshim, the Malach we're going to go, the Rush, learns that we don't mean Nazir Elam. We mean he's a Nazir perpetually. He's continuous Nazir, but it's continuous 30-day terms, right? But he keeps keeping, and every 30 days, he's cut his hair. So maybe that's what we should say our Mishnah means as well. Mekan Vatzei Fa'ilam means perpetual, continuous, 30-day terms. Answers the Gemara, there must be a couple answers. Answer number one, Kol Milsa D'Ispei Kitzusa Leiketani. You cannot compare something which has kitzusa, meaning, at the end of the day, as long as it is 500 years to traverse the world. There's still a finite, it's still a number, it's a finite number. The amount of hairs on the head, you don't get to, obviously if you pluck them on, count them on one, the chair you could get to, or sad, but the pashtus is, you're not going to get to a specific number, a finite number, when it comes to hair on the head, again, depending how bald the person is, but hair on the head, when it comes to sand, let's compare it to sand of the earth, or sand of the sea, you're not getting to a finite number. So when we talk about a finite number, that's a different story. When a person makes a nazir, then the simple logic is, when he makes a nazir to the finite number, we can say he literally means that length of naziris. It makes more sense to say he's not taking on consecutive naziris, one after another of 30 days, the amount of that number. What he means is, it's 500 years, 500 years, that's the length of a naziris, one long naziris. When it's not finite, we don't assume he means one long length, which is infinite. Rather, he means continuous naziris, one after another. That could be infinite, and that doesn't bother us as much. So in the Mishnah on tomorrow's off, we say it means one after the other of 30 days, whereas in our case, we said the combat of Atzef Eilam, which we're saying does have a specific length, it's a ketusa, so they were going to say Itaka means one long naziris. Ultimately, we don't go with the long one. We only go with 30 days. We say it means 30 days, but the point is, we're not going to interpret it to mean consecutive ones, one after the other, perpetual of 30 days. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, this is not a question, this is a backup to that pshat. If a guy says, I'm a nazir all the days of my life, I'm a nazir olam, or he says, I'm a nazir olam, haray is a nazir olam. This gets back to the classic nazir olam, avshalom nazir olam, that we had back a few months ago. That's again, the first we learned. This gets back, that is taka, this is taka, the classic nazir olam, who cuts his hair once every 12 months. That's considered a classic nazir olam. Maybe it's the shinus were. I'm nazir koyim mechaye, nazir olam. Those are clearly words, shprach of nazir olam. Here's the part that we need about the ketusa. Afilu meyashana, but if he says 100 years, afilu elvshanim, or 1,000 years, which is clearly going to outlive him. 100 years, if he's already 50 years old, it's going to outlive him. 1,000 years will certainly outlive him. Interesting enough, over there ain't a nazir olam. That's not a nazir olam. El nazir le'olam. That's a fellow who's going to be a nazir 30 days. Cut it here, start, bring Kabbalah, start again. That's going to be a fellow who won't be a Nazir Eilam. He will be consecutive, separate Nazirism. Separate Naziris, one of the next, consecutively, because he gave a finite amount of time. So that Braisa fits beautiful with our Teretz, with the Teretz that was saying that anything which has a Ketusa, we say I said it backwards. If he says Nazir Koy Mechai Nazir Olam, that stays the same. That's the classic Nazir Olam. That's Nazir Olam like Avshalom. But if he says Me'ashana or Elavshanim, he doesn't mean consecutive years one after another. He means one long Naziris of 1,000 years of 100 years. Now you can say that sounds like Nazir Olam. No, it's different again because Nazir Olam is able to be Mekel Batar once a year. He's able to cut his hair, bring Karbanas, according to some taka once every 30 days, which you have to know, of course, what would be the difference between that. And the earlier cases of every 30 days, fine. But the point is, you can cut in between. If it's one long Naziris, he cannot cut his hair once in between. He cannot cut his hair at all. It's kind of like Nazir Shimshon, if it's one long. And we see the point is, since it's a Ketusa, since he said Elif Shanim or Mea Shanim, it means one long Naziris, not multiple small ones, nor Nazir Eilam. We're just being right to our point that a fixed amount of time is one big Naziris. Okay. That's all answer number one. Answer number two, the distinction between why and tomorrow's that we're saying it means consecutive, separate naziris of 30 days, one after the other. And over here, by Mekamat Sef Eilam, we're saying it means one long naziris. Rab Amar, Shiny Sarais Hail Muvdalas and Mizu. Here is different. Each here is separate one from the other. And who in sand, particles of dust, they're all separate one from another. And therefore it makes sense that it's referring to separate naziris one after the other. Whereas by us, he said from Mekan, from today until Sef Eilam, we said a lashon. From now till the end of the world, there's nothing separate. Nothing separate. It's all one thing, and therefore it's one big naziris. Ask them what it means. Every day separate. No. It says each day, evening, day is another day. So each day separate. So why should that represent separate naziris? If you tell me you just have to have a hevdel separation, separate here, separate sand, represent separate days. So why are you saying the same thing? Legabe days, says the Gemara. A little bit of a terrace that needs a hezber. Hasam lav de mesafki madadi. My kamar yimam v'leil lechad yaimu ulelu mefski madadi. Over there by days, not really separated. You're right. Day, night, there is a description of these different parts of constituting what constitutes a day, but they're not really separate. They kind of ride one into the other. It's continuous time, continuous. It's a continuous idea, and therefore it's considered not separate. Once it's not separate, it won't represent separate naziruses. The Maritz Chis explains as level of Hezbov here, and he explains that what's going on over here is that we know the world is surrounded, it has different time zones. And right now it's night in one place, and somewhere that's Cain, maybe still too early in the night, but somewhere else, that's 12 hours ahead, is already morning. Somewhere it's, sometimes it's only 7 hours ahead, it's a stroll. It could be a different time zone in Europe, it could be even 5 hours ahead even, but the point is, you have different time zones representing the whole world, so really, there's no one time where you could say, right now is day, right now is night, it's different all over the world, and therefore it's kind of running one into the next. That lends to the Hesber of running one into the next. It actually fits very well, it's more, but we have from Chaim Lajan, famous, that the reason why they separate time zones in the world is that there should always be someone learning Torah every moment. If the world would have a minute, Chalila, when no one's learning Torah, the world wouldn't be able to survive. Since Chaim Lajan, there had to be different time zones in order to enable that there's always going to be a time during the daytime for, typically people are learning even nighttime, but not smack them all the night. Yeah, but smack them all the night here is already the day over there, and therefore there's always people learning the Agav, the Minig, the derech in the Vlash Yeshiva was to actually have, besides for the regular storm, they had regular Yeshiva, but each person, there was like a mishmer, each person had appointed times where they had to make sure to be learning in order that the Yeshiva itself had 24/7, there was always learning going on. Okay, side point. But that all fits with the Maharsky's idea that he's learning that the idea of why the day goes one to the other is because of some relating to the concept of time zones. Fine. Says the Gemara. That's Rabbah. And we're answering that the day is different than the here is because the here is a separate, whereas the day is kind of runs one at the next. Rava Amar, Rava says, Rava is going back on the original question. You were so bothered, the original question, and that led us to all these problems. Your question was, what does it mean, Kimakan? Your original question was that Kimakan ad Seif Eilam. And the question was that why does it not mean a longer to sit on zeros? It's in the clear, you mean something longer. So Shiny Hassam, Taktani Harini Nazir. Achas. Remember the Mishnah said, Arini Nazir, Achas Ketana. I'm one Nazir, Ketana, small one, or one Nazir, Gedela, or Arini Nazir, Achas, Mekama Sefayim. The word Achas is what brings it down. Without the word Achas, Menachami, maybe it would mean a much longer Naziris of many 500 years, or successive Naziris, or whatever else you may want to teach it. But because of Achas, that's what brings it down to be a short Naziris term of 30 days. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. What if a fellow says, Harini Nazir v'yemechad. If the person says, I am a Nazir for Nazir v'yemechad. I love that the key letter is the Vav. I'm a Nazir and one day. Or he says, Harei Nazir v'shachas, even, and one, he says, and 1 hour. But the point is, he made, Harei Nazir is a declaration of Naziris of 30 days. And then he added v'yemechad or v'shachas, or Harei Nazir achas umechza. I'm a Nazir 1.5. In all these cases, Harei Nazir shtayim. He's going to be a Nazir for 2 terms, because Harei Nazir is already 1 term, and then whatever he adds, the minimum of another term is always going to be 30 days. So it adds another 30-day term. He's going to be a Nazir for 2 terms. Not 60 days, not one Nazir for 60 days, a Nazir of 2 separate terms. Love the Mishnah Kahani. Why do you need 3 different examples of Nazir v'yamechad v'sha'achas v'nazir achas umechza? Says Mara Tzrichi. Itan Arini Nazir v'yamechad. If you say the first case, hachu with Arini Nazir v'yamechad, I'd say this. The mission was passing. There's no seeing as Nazir for 1 day. Abdullahi come in tartan, and therefore he's going to count 2 separate terms. Aval already Nazir for Shachas. But if he says Nazir Shachas, Limini Shleishim Echad Yaim. We maybe only count 31 days. Maybe if they would say, you know what he means? What he means to say is, we understand that Naziris is always measured in, at the very least, in days. Stam Naziris, the smallest one, is 30 days, but it gets measured in terms of days, not in terms of hours. So maybe when he says I'm Nazir. When he says I'm Nazir in a day, I understand that a day is another section of a Naziris, and therefore it could be a full Naziris. When he says I'm Nazir in an hour itself is not really a denomination that you break up Naziris into. And since you don't, maybe I don't put on a full new Naziris for that, I just make it an extra day. I go up to the next biggest time for an hour. The next amount of time fractional is a day. And I make the Naziris 31 days instead of 30 days. Maybe it's enough. Kamash Malan, no. We view the hour as part of a full separate Naziris, and he needs a full separate Naziris of 30 days. Kamash Malan, then you do a full separate Naziris. Tapa Beis V'itana Sha'achas Mishim L'Nachas L'Davka. And if you even say the case of Sha'achas still, I would say, because he didn't get specific. He wasn't so precise. He said, Nazir and Asha and a time. But when he says more precisely, Av'achas U'mechts L'Nachas L'Davka, which is 1.5, maybe he means simply, a Naziris Tamazay is 40 days. 1.5 is 40, Nazir's time is 30 days. 1.5 would be 30 plus 1.5 plus 15 is 45 days. Maybe it means 45 in period. Avachas Mechza, Derachas Davka, Emelin Lam Tarti. Maybe you don't count 2 separate Nazir's 30 days, but rather one single term of 45 days. Kamash Bulan, we say, therefore, the Chiddush in the Mishnah of all 3 cases, that Kul Nazir Shtayim, it all means 2 separate Nazir's. It all means Nazir and then an additional Nazir separately. Okay. The Zakta Mishnah. Harini Nazir Shleishim Yoim Vishachas. Now, what if he says over here, not Harini Nazir Vishachas, Harini Nazir Shleishim Yoim, he counted out the days, I am another 30 days and Shachas. The halacha is nazir shleishim v'yachad yayim. He's simply a nazir for 31 days. You know why? Shein nizirus l'shavu. We kind of touched on that a moment ago. There's no such thing as nizirus for hours. And therefore, had he said I'm a nazir for 31 days, that's fine. I'm a nazir 31 days, that's nazir for 31 days. The reason why the prime Mishnah, it was 60, it was two sets of 30, because he said, I'm a nazir and a day. He separated the day, or he separated the hour. So therefore, it becomes two separate nazirs. But if he says, I'm a nazir for 31 days, that's clearly going to be a nazir for 31 days. So too, if he says, I'm a nazir for 30 days and an hour, it's like saying 31 days, or it's like saying 30 days plus an hour. You can't plus an hour, therefore you plus the day, and he's a nazir for 31 days. Fine. Asks the Karen Ayer, Bob Kash, before we see the Gemara even, what is the chilik between 30 days and an hour or 31 days? We go with the tzav, we spoke about the other day, miksim kekulei. If El miksim kekulei, who cares if it's, let's say it's takachal, 30 days and an hour. Is that, it's no different than 31 days, because 31 days on the 31st day, once you kept it for an hour, you can go bring the kabbana to tlachas and get out of the car and get out of the naziris. So the chara, 31 days is anyway 30 days and an hour. So what's the difference? As if Karen Ayer answers Karen Ayer, that there's a big nafkamina. And we touched on this Tesis on Amud Aleph the other day, just yesterday. That the halacha is, if a person keeps a full term in Aziris, and then he becomes Tame after he finishes term, he just has to become Tar, and then he can bring his Karbanos and get out of the Aziris. He doesn't have to start from scratch. If he becomes Tame during his term in Aziris, he starts from scratch. If a person pledged 30 days and 1 hour, and he finished the 30 days and 1 hour, Batara, and then he becomes Tame, he'll have to wait to become Tar because he needs his Kapayim, he needs his palms there to be involved in the process. We had yesterday for the rush. But the point is, he can then just wait 7 days to be up Tar and do his exit at a zeros. He need not count again. But if he says 31 days and we're lying on Mitzvah Kekulai, yeah, we say Mitzvah Kekulai, but we pointed out, at least according to the Tzad of the Chamim, Taisa points out that Mitzvah Kekulai only works once you brought the Karbanos and shaved his head, cut his ear, he exited the Naziris with Mitzvah Kekulai, then he's out. But if he's on day 31 and he already kept part of day 31 and then he became Tameh, we don't say his term was over. He's still in the middle of his term until he brings the Karbanos, until he starts the exiting process from Naziris, he's considered to be in the middle of the term and he would have started from scratch. It's a big enough meter whether it's 31 days or 30 days in an hour. Okay, Amarav. Now, these words of Rav, before I point out, are unlike the usual we have, the words Leishanu, it typically means we're going on the din of the Mishnah directly, and we're saying the din only applies here, not qualifying it, not over there. But the Rishonim explain over here that this Leishanu is a little bit different. Leishanu over here is really Rav's going on the implication of the Mishnah. The implication of the Mishnah, says that if he says, I'm a nazir for Shleishim Yayim and 1 hour, halacha is he has to keep 31 days. The implication is if you'd say, I'm a nazir for 31 days, that for sure would mean 31 days. That's all. So on that implication, I'm a Rav Leishanu, El Damar Shleishim Ve'achad Yayim, where the Nusach used was Shleishim Ve'achad Yayim. Of Amr Shleishim Yayim V'yayim Echad. But what if he says Shleishim Yayim V'yayim Echad? That mimics the prior mission that we had on Amud Aleph and Nazir Shtayim. He talked to be Nazir for two successive Naziris. Rav Amar explains that. Why? Because he used the extra wording. Instead of saying Shleishim V'echad Yayim, he said Shleishim Yayim V'yayim Echad. He had an extra Yayim in there, maybe even extra V'yayim. A Yayim in there, the extra word, connotes a new message. We're saying it means two Naziris. Where do we find this concept of extra wording means? Has to mean have extra meaning. It's Rabbi Kiva Shita in Bava Basra Legabe Kinyanim. Let us see it inside. Rav Savalak Rabbi Kiva, the Darsh Lashon Yisei. Rav holds Rabbi Kiva, who darshens the superfluous Lashon, the extra language, that it has a meaning. It's in the Mishnah over there in Bava Basra Samagdal, the Tan. When a person sells a parcel of land, does the land, what does it include? And the Mishnah says it includes the parts of the land that are raised a little bit off the ground, and the mounds, and the parts of the land that are recessed a little into the ground. However, you know what it does not include? Loya Sabar does not include a pit, a proper pit that's considered separate. People keep that separate from their land. When they sell the land, they don't sell the pit. Loya Sabar is not the cistern. Afalpi Shekasav Umkaruma. And even though Shekasav, he wrote to the guy, I'm selling you the land with its heights and its depths. It doesn't mean to include the pits and the cisterns. That's the simple understanding. V'tzarech Likach Lederech. But even though the seller maintains ownership of the pits of the Bairus and of the cisterns, he has to buy back a road because all the land around it he sold. So he's got to pay for a derech from the purchaser. He's got to buy back a right of way to get back to his pit or to his cistern, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That is Rabbi Kiva Shita. No, if he didn't sell it, obviously, including not selling the bar or not selling the cistern, is maintaining for himself some sort of shortest way of entry to get to that bar, to get that cistern. That's Rabbi Shita. Okay. Here's the part that we need. Rabbi Kiva's Maida in a time where he says, if he says the words, I'm selling you the field, and he speaks out, except for the bar, the pit, and except for the dos. He didn't have to speak it out. It was extra, and he spoke it anyway. Rabbi Kiva's money, the shades are clear. In that case, he need not purchase away, because since he spoke in extra words, there must be ain't of the mitzvah of Lohatol Epesvara, along the lines of what we have for a mayor in the past. And he doesn't waste his words, and therefore must mean, he's simply saying explicitly, I'm keeping the bar, the cistern, and the derech to get there, even Rabbi Kiva to give the chumim. In that case, I have to buy it back. So to our Mishnah, which makes the chilik between whether he says an extra word or not, nazir, we're saying the extra wording with kedoda separate naziris that goes like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rav's member goes like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. That person doesn't waste his words. Extra word with kedoda taka separate naziris. We'll pose over here. I beg it tomorrow, Mr. Have a wonderful rest of your day.